inside. Chin high there, drove him right back out of the box.
Come on, it only takes one to hit it, kid.
2-1 the count. Now the batter steps back, grabs a handful of dirt.
Bobby, throw this stuff on the edge.
Sure, Bob.
Yeah, will you?
Hey, did he hit yet?
On.
No, not yet.
Still.
I mean now, not tomorrow.
He sets himself.
Who's winning?
They are.
Here's the pitch.
Who on?
Wait a minute.
One hit, kid.
Come on, you guys.
Pitcher sets himself.
Mike.
I mean both of you. Just step out to the trash can. Come on. Come on.
Oh,
take it out, and I'm going to clean this room up.
Okay.
Go on, you think it was the World Series.
I mean, it's only one.
Go on, take the stuff out, I tell you.
Here we go. Count 2-2.
Come on, fellas, you heard what Bub said. Let's get this trash outside.
Gee, that's...
We've got a lot of cleaning up to do around here.
Come on, that kid.
26
when to hit it down the middle.
Get in there.
By inches in the right field corner.
Oh. Come on, didn't it only take one to hit it?
That's what I just told.
What's this?
It's just baseball cards. What they're doing there?
Little
he
gang.
Knows he's always losing his junk.
Little gangway.
Hey, did he hit it, Bump?
No, he's still following him up.
Wait a minute.
Get through.
He's still following him up.
Here, just baseball cards. Found him in the trash.
Yeah, well, that figures. He keeps his trash in his drawers, and what he wants, he throws away. Get out of here. Get out of here. Give me this.
Get out of
here. Hey, what's going on here? How did this thing get here?
Well, that darn kid's always leaving his stuff around. That uniform cost $15.
Yeah, well, you're a fine one to talk. How about that $175.36 trumpet you left on the back porch last night?
Yeah.
Well, you hollered for me to come to dinner, didn't you?
Just a count now. 3-2.
Oh, hi, Chipper. How'd practice go?
He's gone.
Well, there we are.
What happened?
Tying and winning runs on the bases. Count.
How's it going?
Two.
We're still in the game?
One out, two on.
2-1.
And here comes the payoff pitch. It's a hot shot to short. Over to second for one. On the first for two. Double play.
Nice play.
Oh, boy, what luck.
Final
well, he went deep in the hole for it.
Let's face it, they're a hot double play combination.
Yeah, I know a better one. Come on now, you guys. Let's get this room cleaned up.
Sure. Take Mr. Evers to Chip.
Yeah, how about the old Yankees? Peck to Pratt to Pip.
Ancient history.
Where do you think I found this?
Where?
In the garage. And the next time I find these baseball cards in the trash can, I'm going to leave them there.
Set the table.
Hey, Chip. What's your good mitt doing under the couch?
Chip, why didn't you go to baseball practice today?
I went yesterday.
What about today?
None of your business.
Come on, Chip, how about it?
How would you like it if you struck out all the time?
You only played one game.
And I struck out all four times, too.
So, Willie Mays went 0-4 today.
He didn't have kids yelling at him.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they kept yelling I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Chip, I admit it's a little discouraging to get up there and strike out, but...
Well, that's no reason to throw your uniform away.
No, of course.
$15 down the drain.
I didn't throw it away, I just hung it in the garage.
Yeah, and then you hung your glove under the couch and filed your cards in the trash can.
Well, anyway, it's okay with the coach.
What's okay, Chip?
What is this quitting business?
Oh my gosh, you can't.
Wait a minute. I'll go help him set the table. Here, let me give you a hand, Chip. Is that what you've done? Quit the baseball team? No, I can't understand that. As far back as I can remember, you've talked about playing baseball. Being in the big leagues and all that. Now you're finally old enough to play, and after one game, you quit. Yeah, the forks go on the left, remember?
You take care of the salad.
You can't hit, you can't play ball, so now I don't want to be a big leaguer or anything.
Well, maybe you can learn to hit.
Practiced a whole week with the team.
Well, pin a medal on it. What can you learn in a week?
All the other kids will learn.
Pardon me, you really haven't given yourself a chance, Chip. Maybe next time you'll do better.
Well, look, if he can't take it, he's a right to quit.
No. Wait a minute, Bobby. If hitting's his problem, he's got it made. Some quarter milk or something. We got plenty of hitters around here.
Who?
Look at Robbie. He was worse than you when he started. Sit down.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Good leather, no wood.
Are you kidding? What about last year?
Just wait till I finish, will you, chump? Robbie's considered a power hitter now. He's even learned to pull the ball.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, well, Robbie'd be glad to help you, wouldn't you, Rob? Here, take
it. Well, I can't teach you all I know, but I can give you a few tips.
We'll all be glad to help you, won't we?
Sure, we will.
Sure, no sweat.
So, how about it, Chip?
Meatloaf again? Oh, boy.
Finally. Now, let's take a stab at it.
Well, get her out for home plate.
There we go. Now, you see where my foot is?
You showed me that before.
Well, why don't you try it, Chip?
I'm tired.
Your right foot's in the bucket.
What bucket?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do!
Oh, yeah.
See, I told you, you knew.
Sure, I do now.
Well, then how come your foot's still in the bucket?
You don't have to yell. I'm trying to do it.
Well, try again. Harder.
Doesn't feel good.
Well, it'll feel right after you get used to it. Now, I'll throw you. Are you going to try to do it right or aren't you?
See, I can't do it.
To give you a better grip.
No, that looks fine, Mike. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
When do the Tigers have their next game, Chip?
Next week. But what good does that do me? I'm not on the team.
I bet they could sure use a good batter.
Chip! Hey, Chip! Chip! Hey, Chip! Hey, Dad, you seen Chip anywhere?
Yeah, I see him.
Oh, Chip! How are you, Chip? Hey, look, I hold it up for you. All you gotta do is just keep slugging your fist and do it, and you got it made.
Boy, thanks, Robbie.
Yeah, thanks, Robbie.
Robbie tells me you were really slugging that ball today.
Bunting it pretty good, too. For a kid.
Well, I'm not surprised. That just goes to show you. Sometimes you think you can't do something, and then you work really hard at it, and you find out you can. Perseverance, that's the word for it.
Perseverance won't get me back on the team.
Well, how do you know? You haven't tried, have you?
I just know.
Look, why don't you go up to the coach and say, Coach, I'm sorry I quit. I'd like to have another chance.
Will you talk to him for me?
No.
Will you come with me?
No.
You write me a note?
No.
Me have to go alone?
That's right, Chip. From here on in, this is your ball game.
Now look, Greg. When you let go of the ball, snap the ring, okay?
Okay. I got no control over it.
I keep telling you. Takes a lot of practice. Here we go. Try again.
I'm trying.
All right, let's try a little harder, all right?
Hey, Red, you better get off. I knew I'd get you in trouble.
Hey, look who's here. I saw you quit.
What do you think you can get back on the team?
It was your ball, Mickey.
He yelled for it.
You yelled first.
Oh,
Mr.
Thompson.
Hello. Okay, Greg. Let's try again.
Hey, Red,
what are you doing here, Chip?
Hanging around.
Well, this is no place to hang around. We're practicing.
All right, boys, let's have an infield roll. Snap it up, come on.
Come on, boys, let's go. Snap it up. Okay. Cliff, you're on first. Jay, second base. John, third base. Dave, shortstop.
Dave had to leave. He had to go to piano lessons.
All right, he's going to cover short. All right, Terry, you're in.
Hit me.
All right, boys, let's go. Hurry up.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
He played short in the first game.
I know it.
All right, boys, let's play ball.
Supposing I said I was sorry I quit.
You saying it?
I guess so.
Well, when you stop guessing and you're sure, let me know.
Take steps when you throw the ball. Get rid of it.
I'm sure.
Well, sit down. Can't see through you.
Will you guys ever learn?
Shouldn't have quit.
Hey, come on, let's go.
Dope.
You think you're playing croquet?
I'm real sorry.
You, see a tiger again?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got nothing against the boy that guts enough to admit he was wrong.
Gee, thanks.
But all I can do is put you back on the squad. Maybe you'll get a chance to play this Friday.
Keep that body low. Remember what I told you.
Hey, come on.
Maybe not. I'm making no promises. Okay?
Okay.
All right, boys. A chance to fly.
Okay, Tiger, you're all set. Now keep your foot out of the bucket.
If I get in the game, I'll remember.
Well, remember to choke up on the bat.
Yeah, now keep your eye on the ball.
And don't telegraph those bunts.
And watch the third base coach.
And for Pete's sake, relax.
Yeah, relax.
Damn,
sure. Well, that's all right. You just be ready.
Yeah, and remember, on the ground, safer than in the air.
Oh. All ready to take off, huh, Chipper?
Yep.
Say, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to make that game today, but I'll sure try, like everything, to get there.
It's okay. I might not get in.
Well, don't worry about it if you don't, Chip. Just remember, a team's only as strong as its bench. Hey, you forgot your stuff here.
Yeah.
If you don't get in today, you'll get in one of these days, the way you're hitting that ball now. Hmm? Good luck, boy.
Thanks a lot.
Hello. Yeah, this is he. Oh, hi, Miss Faulkner. Oh, well, no, I don't think so. Well, I've got some things I ought to do today. This is kind of short notice. Well, I thought Barnes was umpiring. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Got my glove.
Well,
in the barn.
All right, Miss Faulkner, I'll be there.
Yeah. Well, I'll just have to clear the deck somewhere, that's all. Yeah. Goodbye. Well, Bart's got the flu, so I'm going to have to umpire the game today.
Jeebus, if you're calling the boss and strike, and if I get in the game, I can't lose.
No! Chip, wait a minute. Now, remember, when I'm out there, I'm not your father. I'm the umpire.
Dad, thanks, Dad.
Darn kids leaving the doors open all the time. The whole house is full of flies. Who could that be at this hour of the morning?
Good morning. Are you the lady of the house?
What are you doing?
Well, I... Never mind. Oh, you better shut the door. You don't want to let all the flies out, do you?
No.
Lot of the last inning. Why doesn't he put Chip in the game?
Yeah, we want Chip. We want Chip Douglas. Hey, Dad. I mean, what's the count?
Swing at the bat. Just get on base. Think you can do it?
You bet.
Atta boy. Get in there.
Come on, get in there. Get in there. Taking the bat I tape for him.
Isn't that the little boy that always strikes out?
What's the difference, Mabel? He's not our kid.
He can't hit off yet. Come on, Daddy. Come on.
Break two!
That's a good cut, though.
That's all right, Chip. You can do it, boy.
Hit one for me, Chip.
I have this awful feeling he's going to strike out again.
Honey, let his father worry.
It only takes one to hit it, man.
The ball game.
Hey, hey.
Heads up, Chip. Keep the eye on the third base coach.
Back up now, Chip.
A runner is out! Cleveland.
Job with dinner, but we all decided you ought to have a piece of cake anyway.
Yeah.
Just put it down here till you get ready to eat it, huh? You know, Shipper, I haven't seen my name in the papers too many times, but boy, I'll always remember the first time. I was playing on the Beaver Dam High School baseball team, and we played our first out-of-town game. And there was a write-up about it in the hometown paper. There was my name right at the head of the column. I can still remember exactly what it said. After Mayor Blake threw out the first ball, Beaver Dam second baseman Steve Douglas led off the batting order for the visitors. Douglas struck out. There it was in big black letters for the whole town to read. I really felt bad about that. Of course, now that I think back on it, it was pretty silly for me to feel that way, but now when you're young. You know, Chip, I'm sorry I had to call you out at home plate today. Well, I was the umpire, and the umpire has to call him as he sees him, and you were out.
It's pretty darn close.
It wasn't so close, was it? You were out a mile. But that isn't the point, Chip. The point is you went through a stop signal. You shouldn't have gone for home. You should have held third like the coach tried to tell you.
I think I'll go to bed.
No. Wait a minute, Chip. You know, we're forgetting something. We're forgetting that baseball's a game, and a game ought to be fun, right?
Oh, maybe some of us don't play it quite as well as others, but if you get fun out of playing it, what's the difference?
Oh, I don't mean you shouldn't play it as hard as you can or the best way you can, but if you don't get fun out of it, I mean, if it's going to make us sore at each other, we ought to give it up, huh? Why don't we give it up? For a while, anyway. And then maybe later on you'll feel differently about it and you can take another crack at it, huh? Why don't we do that? Now, you better eat that. You don't want to hurt Bud's feelings. You know how he is about his cakes. I'll get you a glass of milk. Maybe he just wasn't supposed to be a ball player. Plenty of other things he can do. Gotta break Bub's heart, though.
Hey, anyone want to play catch? Just for the fun of it.
Sure, Chip.
Here, catch.
Okay, why don't you give me the glove and I'll throw a few to you. You give a little batting practice, huh?
Okay.
Where'd you leave the bat?
It's around the side of the car.
Oh.